good start for my Royals ticket yesterday, Jensen. They get the easy win over the Reds. And the Reds might be a team that might be in a little bit of trouble here. Ellie De La Cruz went out 2 days ago, was not in the lineup yesterday. Something to chart if you're looking at here for teams here with some key injuries, and maybe that one flew a little bit below the radar. Tough one for my Metropolitans last night in day number one here for June 1st. I thought they played a good game against Seattle, but Seattle, Jensen, right now, they're the hottest team in Major League Baseball with a 7-game winning streak, and it's something in a team that you've had your eye on for quite some time.
Yeah, I walked them off last night, and we'll revisit kind of where the slate is for Major League Baseball here. A couple of plays just to get them out, and then we'll transition to some College World Series futures that have been updated after this regional weekend. Rays have been a juggernaut at home. We didn't get it there yesterday. We're actually going to go back on the alternate run line today, Dave. -1 at even money against the Detroit Tigers. Again, when you think about where they've been as a home team and also covering the run line, they are in great shape here with Steven Matz up against Jack Flaherty. I don't mind if you want to be more conservative, lay the $1.44 on the money line here as a home favorite. Now 14-3 with the loss yesterday. So I think honestly, that's one thing you've got to look at when you want to either take a little bit more of an aggressive stance, which I will today. I think they bounce back in a big way. One other play also, the Milwaukee Brewers going to get aggressive here. -1 on an alternate run line, +$1.43. Reason being is Kyle Harrison has been, as we've heard from Will Hill, one of the guys that has really been very, very good, not only with what he's done from a start-in, start-out standpoint the first couple of months, but the matchup particularly against the Giants has been one that Milwaukee has taken advantage of. They get it done easily yesterday. They'll do it again today, I think. Again, -1 on the alternate run line here will be a play for me with the Brewers later on tonight.
A couple, and again, please like, subscribe, VSiN by the Books podcast. Can listen to the conversations on your time. Greg Peterson will also have his plays up here as we had him on earlier in the program. And two totals that he liked that I'm going to be looking to attack as well will be looking to fade Aaron Nola a little bit. That total's sitting at 8 right now in Philadelphia. I hope that doesn't go up to 8.5 before this show is over. I'll be playing that over 8. And I do like the Fighting Fish in D.C. today, too. They had a nice offensive outburst yesterday, and I think that 9 total here, as we've talked about a lot with the Nats, sometimes don't overthink it. I'll be looking to play over that 9. Miles Michaelis on the bump here for the Nats later on in our nation's capital. Jensen, you had a quite the foray in Morgantown over the last 4 days. Saw some wild and woolly action. We're moving on to the Super Regionals here. We've got new odds associated with the big boys being knocked out. UCLA, gone. Georgia Tech, gone. Florida, gone. I know a lot of people liked a lot of those teams. Now it's North Carolina as the favorite. Should they, in your eyes, be the favorite at this juncture to win the College World Series?
Yeah, I think pitching-wise, they're one of the deepest that remain here, especially out of the ACC. And again, they will be up against the Trojans of Southern Cal, who eliminated Texas A&M in the College Station Regional. A&M was the number 12 national seed. So UNC, again, this year, last year it was Arizona that came in, and Arizona shocked them in 3. But Southern Cal, I think, will be an intriguing spot here. North Carolina, though, I think the rightful short shot. Texas in that second spot at 4-1. They will host the Ducks of Oregon. That is a national number 6 seed in the Longhorns against a national number 11 in Oregon. So they will come from Eugene, deep in the heart of Texas, to take on Austin. That should be a dandy of a series. Georgia is the highest national remaining seed at number 3. And this will be an SEC weekend in Athens as they will welcome in the Bulldogs of Mississippi State. Mississippi State was number 14 as a national seed. They actually were pretty easily through in their region. They dispatched of Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns, and also the Bearcats and Lipscomb. Cincinnati, the Bearcats were in there, Lipscomb as well. Georgia also, not a lot of resistance for them getting through LIU, Boston College, and Liberty. As I look at it overall, and this is kind of where we looked at the portfolio headed in, I will get one of my bigger double-digit futures through, regardless of the result, on the Plains of Auburn. I had Auburn at 25-1 several weeks ago, and also Ole Miss at an elevated 60-1 to be able to make it through. That was a parlay of some NBA round one, game one money lines. And the last leg of that is Ole Miss to win the College World Series. So that a very good series. Again, another SEC on SEC. Auburn, the number four national seed. You can find them, Dave, right with Mississippi State at plus 550. But I got to tell you, after watching what we just did in Morgantown, I think the value lies with West Virginia. They had to expend some pitching resources to get through last night. But Cal Poly, who was the number three seed in the Los Angeles regional, they defeated the number one overall seed, UCLA. It is a long trip coming coast to coast almost for Cal Poly to find their way into Morgantown. But on the flip side of that, Dave, when you get to Omaha, that side of the bracket, the winner of that Morgantown Super Regional will play the winner of the Troy Super Regional. And why that's intriguing, Dave, Little Rock, which was the number four seed in Hattiesburg, will take on the number three seed Troy, who absolutely blistered the Florida Gators in Gainesville yesterday to punch their ticket in. If you think about geographically where we are, and if you include Tuscaloosa, where Alabama will be in with the Tuscaloosa Super Regional, it is the first time that the state of Alabama has ever hosted more than one Super Regional. And if you look geographically within the state, Tuscaloosa of the Crimson Tide, Auburn, they're of the Tigers, and Troy, the Trojans, all three are separated by fewer than 125 miles. Dave, if you want to make your rounds there in the state of Alabama, you can get three different flavors of a Super Regional all within a couple hours drive there. So that is going to be a fascinating Super Regional setup. And I think we're in great, great shape, at least selfishly from where my future tickets are. But right back to your original question, I think we are accurately in the odds market. Those five teams, North Carolina, Texas, Georgia, Auburn, those four would be where I would hitch my wagon right now if you're looking to jump in on the futures market.
When you look at the three extreme long shots that are left, Cal Poly is 150-1, Little Rock is 250-1, and St. John's, the Johnnies are 300-1 to win the baseball playoffs here once you get to Omaha. Out of those three, and I wonder what the equivalent would be if one of those three were able to win the College World Series, Jensen. Would it be Miracle on Ice are we talking about? Are we talking about, you know, like how big an upset would it be if one of those three teams, which still have triple-digit odds, even though they've gotten to the Super Regionals, is it even plausible that one of those extreme long shots could get there?
Yeah, here's how I would do it, Dave, just purely by the bracket, okay? Let's focus on the Troy Super Regional, which will be matched up with the winner of the Morgantown Regional when you get to Omaha. So for people that don't know, double elimination on each side of the bracket. So when you get to that format, obviously you've got to win a couple of games there to get to the 2-0 match, and then you've got to be defeated twice not to reach the College World Series final. If it were me and you wanted some leverage, I would look at Troy at that astronomical number, already slaying the big dragon in Florida. It's a very capable group. And if you're looking for just the monetization opportunity, the hedge, let's assume Troy beats Little Rock, West Virginia beats Cal Poly. Troy would be a decided underdog in that initial game. You've got different ways to play a hedge immediately. And if Troy were to win, let's say, and get to that 1-0 game, now you're looking at a dramatic odd shift. That's where I would go if you're looking to just buy a stock, if you will, to be able to sell once it gets to its high point.
45-1 right now for Troy as one of the longer shots here, but at least not triple digits like the other three that I mentioned. It's on to the Super Regionals. Great calls by you in Morgantown.